if you're a round ball expert, or sorry, if you're a round ball fanatic and you like football, this week's been an absolute delight for you. One of those people that's experienced this week and loved every minute of it is our round ball expert, Joshua Thomas from thefootballsack.com.au, who should be on the line. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, Peter. How's it going?
Excellent. Thanks, mate. Excellent. So, how was it this week having a bit of round ball action back?
It was great to have it back, Peter, but Socceroos gave me a bit of a scare there midweek against Saudi Arabia. Wasn't the most convincing win, but it was a win after all, 3-2, very important on our road to Russia.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was like, yeah, we'll get one and then let them back in. We'll get another, let them back in, and then, well, ultimately they were good enough to win the game. What does that mean, re the path to the World Cup?
Yeah, it's absolutely vital, those 3 points. So obviously now we're still third in Group B, level on points with Saudi Arabia, and one behind on goal difference. But with two games remaining, we have the better draw. We've got Japan up next, and then we've got Thailand to finish off at home. So we should realistically pick up 3 points there, whereas Saudi Arabia, they've got a bit of a tougher run. They're playing UAE next and then Japan to finish off. So realistically, we're probably in a better chance to qualify now than Saudi Arabia in that top two spots.
Yep.
But, yeah, nothing quite sealed just yet.
And if you don't make the top two, what goes on next?
Yeah, so then you're in a third-place playoff against the team in Group A that finished third as well. So right now that's looking like Uzbekistan.
Oh, yeah.
Then if you win that, then you're not even at Russia just yet. You have to play the CONCACAF in a CONCACAF playoff. So that's looking like it'll be Panama.
Right.
Which, you know, both, you know, Australia should be able to beat both Uzbekistan and Panama on their day, but it's all these more games that we probably don't want to play, especially with our busy schedule of Confederations Cup coming up as well. So yeah, we'll be wanting to fill our spot in Russia over the next two qualification games.
And how do they work out whether those games are at home or away? Is that a flip of a coin, or where you're placed in the ladder?
Are you talking about the playoffs?
If they were to go that far.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's in a neutral location.
Right, okay, yep.
Or if there's two legs, and you know, one at home, one away, and then flip of a coin, who goes first.
So needless to say, the best bet is two more victories, and that should put them in the right spot.
That's it.
Yeah,
exactly. That's it. That would be absolutely ideal. Japan will be a tough test away.
Yep.
But, you know, we haven't lost a game. That's the incredible thing. We may be third in our group, sort of struggling, but we haven't lost a game yet in qualification, which says a lot.
Yeah, no, that's very, very true. So let's go back to Thursday night. It appeared as though it was just really about two guys called Tom.
That's it. Tommy Urich and Tommy Rogic, they had outstanding games, didn't they?
They sure did.
Two goal scorers. Urich is really, really starting to shine as our main striker. Obviously, he had some big shoes to fill in Timmy Cahill. Yeah. But I think he's really come into his own, especially within the past two games. Always against UAE, he didn't grab any goals, but I think just his hold-up play in general has been really fantastic. He leads that line. He's sort of defending from the front, which is really important with the formation we're playing.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw he finally got some reward on Wednesday night with those two goals, which you know, they looked easy, but I think they were pretty hard. You know, his first one, that volley from distance with the goalie off his line, it looks easy, but when you're in that situation, it's a lot harder. And then his header in the second half was just, yeah, very well executed.
Yeah, and they were also receiving good service, weren't they? I mean, Aaron Moy was in pretty good shape. He seemed to know.
Yeah, definitely came into it in the second half, Moy. He's had a busy season and with Huddersfield. Most games he's played in a year, so he's feeling a bit fatigued, but it's sort of a good thing as well to have all that game time under your belt. He's a lot more composed on the ball than he was a year ago, which definitely helps.
Mm-hmm. And we could have actually had four.
Yeah, we could have had five, really. We just couldn't. Still struggling just to link up in that final third a little bit, mm-hmm. but I think it'll come.
And what was going on defensively? So, I mean, they weren't sensational goals, the two that they no. Saudi Arabia got. Were we lax, or was it just, you know?
Yeah, it's still sort of adjusting to the three at the back that Ange is experimenting with.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we're playing Sainsbury's our main centre back at the moment, and he's sort of lacking game time. He's only played about 20 minutes with Inter Milan, which is great for him, but he's obviously just lacking that game time at the moment, which I think sort of showed on against Saudi Arabia. He just wasn't as sharp as he usually is. To take nothing away from Saudi Arabia, their two goals were quite well taken. But they certainly did make our defence look quite bad, quite lax at times, that's for sure.
Well, I suppose that's the troubling piece when you're playing Japan up next. I mean, they're slick.
Yeah, they definitely are. With yep. Kagawa and Honda as well, they're two like very sharp players, and they'll rip us apart if we're not careful.
Yeah, no, I think... that's always what they've been known for. So is three enough at the back when you're playing a mob like Japan, or do you have to do that to win this tournament?
Yeah, it's tough. I think Andrew's going to stick with it. He seems like once he chooses something, he wants to stand by it.
Yep.
And it could potentially work against Japan. Could sort of, I don't know, restrict and keep him narrow sort of thing. But I think the real test of his three at the back, whether he sticks with it or not, will become on Tuesday night when we play Brazil in a friendly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if we defend like we did against Saudi Arabia, we could be in for a nightmare, really.
Yeah, that would... Yeah, it might not be pretty, yet, that's for sure. Actually, I saw The Return of Triple X, and I saw that Neymar is in that movie. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. Is he in it?
Yeah, he plays a bit of a lead role. They're trying to convince him to become a Triple X saviour of the world, but he decides he should just stay playing football. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I think the world's better off with him playing football. He's great to watch.
Yeah, as it turns out. Speaking of which, probably the guy who is Triple X in his own right, got 95,000 to the MCG, Lionel Messi.
Yes, it was quite a sight, really, seeing 95 at the G to watch Messi play. And he played quite well. Wasn't the most outstanding performance. He obviously didn't grab any goals, but you know, he had his moments, as Messi always does.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was quite a good leader as well of an Argentinian squad that's sort of finding its feet again. They've got a new coach. That was his first game in charge. And I think they did quite well. Grabbing the 1-0 win against Brazil was the world number one. You know, they won't complain about that, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, that was... it was interesting because, you know, all the AFL pundits were getting stuck into the round ball with the crowd in Adelaide for the Socceroo game. But they shut up pretty quickly when 95,000 fronted to the MCG on, was it?
Yeah, that's
night?
It. Australia does love their football. It's just sort of finding a way to like make the most of it. Obviously, it was disappointing at Adelaide only getting, I think it was under 30,000 at such an important match for the Socceroos. And then, obviously it's great to get 95 for the Brazil-Argentina friendly, but then, you know, why aren't these extra 60,000 coming to the Melbourne City Melbourne Victory game?
Yeah.
Probably got
something to do with a bloke called Lionel Messi.
That's it. Get him in the A League. That's what I say.
Well, and, you know, in the A League have dabbled, haven't they, over the years? They've had actually brought in big names. Cahill's obviously the latest one, but I think they have to invest in it. If they don't, you know, it proves it. You get the product, and people will come, won't they?
Yeah. That's it. We need a big name. Hopefully the A-League clubs do something in the off-season, grab a big name. It's tough. I don't think at the moment like the A-League wants to put up that big money, unfortunately, and it's hard to match it when you've got your Chinas and Americas pouring, you know, insane amounts of money into it.
Absolutely. So do you know much about, I mean, this is a question without notice, but the 95,000 that front up to the MCG, is that a Soccer Australia sanctioned event or Football Australia sanctioned event? I imagine it is. Is it? They get some of the gate?
Yeah, definitely. I think so. It's via them. They'll be ecstatic with the numbers.
Yeah.
And hopefully they can sort of, you know, work out what sort of audience that was and then, you know, sort of target them moving forward, making sure they do sort of show some interest in the A-League and soccer games coming up and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that's the challenge next before them because they've got themselves a good product. Internationally, there's always been an excellent product. It's just keeping it in front of people at the right time, isn't it, really?
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
All right, so the Socceroos are back in action August 31 against the Japanese team. Early predictions?
I'm going to go with a 2-2 draw.
Ooh.
I don't think we'll lose. As I said, we haven't lost yet.
Yep.
And attack it in attack, we've got some real assets moving forward. It's just at the back, I can't see us keeping Japan out for the full 90 minutes. But yeah, I don't think we'll lose. I'm feeling pretty optimistic, and that'll really help our chances of getting to Russia if we can go away from Japan with a point.
Excellent. So are you in a writing hiatus at the moment with the footballsack.com.au, or are we still producing stories?
We've got a few pieces going up. I'm not writing any at the moment.
Yep.
Having a bit of time off. But yeah, we do like a piece each week reviewing like football books and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Also do a bit of a satirical piece once a week as well. So still got content going up, which is good.
Yep. Well, Josh, once again, I'd like to thank you. Thank you so much for your insight. We hope you're right with the, what did you say, a two-all draw or just a draw? No, two-all draw, wasn't it?
Two-all draw.
Rogic with one, Juric with the other, and Hondo and who's the other bloke?
Yeah, Kagawa, probably. Yeah.
Righto, that'll be it. Right, we'll see how good you are with that prediction, mate.
Yeah, see how we go.
Thanks so much, mate. We'll talk soon.
Have a good one.
Bye, mate.
All right.